When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert. Yep. Charlie's in Bethpage. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, boys. Oh, good morning. King Cohen, Santa Cohen, I don't care what we call him. He's delivered to the Met fan base, and it don't get any better than this. It's a wonderful time of the year, and it cannot be better. I almost threw my back out last night when my phone was buzzing. It is incredible. Incredible, and we needed it, but the job is not done. For King Cohen.
Marty is calling from Park Slope. What's up, Marty?
Hey, Mart.
I'm a Yankee fan that woke up with two shiners below both eyes. But I thought I was tough for 2 minutes, and I thought we had the answer in the one Bobby Witt Jr. But then I found out that he's got a contract for 10, 11 years for a measly $280 million.
Yep.
What a schmuck. Who was his agent? Mr. Magoo?
Jason is calling from North Bergen, New Jersey. What's up, Jason?
Sal, can I request the King Kong music for a second?
Yes. Well, right now you need it?
Yeah, I need it right now.
Okay, Dove, can you get that up? We have there you go. It was on standby.
King Cohen has done it. The pinstripes have been stripped. Chaz, tradition this. The ghosts have been busted. We are here. We move forward. Bring on Pete. I want a trade for a pitcher. I don't care who it is. It's time. Let's go, Mets.
Thank there you
boys.
Go,
great
Jason.
Show.
How fun was that? And we've had a lot of fun today. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app.
What a blast.
Yeah, exactly. Chaz Palminteri called in before and had some fun with him. It's been Yankee fans. It's been Mets fans. So it's been a lot of fun. These 4 hours have flown by. A couple of things, BT, before we finish up on the phones. Number one, there is a full no-trade clause in the Soto contract. I mean, not that that's a shocker, but still, the fact that Soto can lock in to what he believes to be a great ownership, whether it's Cohen, Steve Cohen, Alex Cohen, future of the organization, obviously the mega money that they got for the next 15 years, and no trade at all. Like, 15 years of your life, you know where you're going to be guaranteed. That's got to be a nice feeling. And then another note that I thought was interesting here, not Soto-related, but again, Mets-Yankees-related.
Okay.
The Mets are reportedly among the teams with heavy interest in Jonathan Loaisiga.
Interesting.
But I love that move. Like, Loaisiga's an arm who we looked at as being maybe the next closer for the Yankees years ago. Mm-hmm. They can never stay healthy, but that's the exact type of arm I would want, and I like that Stearns is eyeing that, and he's not alone, obviously, but the Mets have heavy interest in him. And Mets have a thing for ex-Yankees. I mean, it is remarkable how many Yankees they're bringing over. But Loaisiga, to me, could be a bullpen arm that you probably get on the cheap because he's been hurt and could be a legit stud arm out of the back end of that pen.
He's filthy when he's on. Yeah. No, Loaisiga was always very interesting to me. I haven't liked the Clay Holmes move a lot more than you do from that perspective. I think that you know, I think he had like, I looked it up, but I think 75 or 76 minor league starts. I think his stuff might play a little bit more when he, you know, when you're a closer and you gotta bang the zone and, you know, you don't want to just give up a walk, a bloop, and a blast and give up a two run lead. You got to really attack. And I think once, as a starter, you've got a little more room to manipulate the strike zone. So I actually think if they really go full bore with this transition and Holmes is on board with it, which he obviously is, I think he could be a decent starter.
Yeah, I mean, I look forward to seeing the Mets try to make something of him. But either way, I like the move. Jody is calling from Warren, New Jersey. What's up, Jody?
Hey, Sal. BT, big fan. Sal, don't kill me for this.
Yep.
And I'm a big fan of yours no matter what, even if you yell at me. And I'm a huge Mets fan. I grew up in Queens. I'm 66. Seen it all started in 1967. But there's something to be said about the Mets always being that underdog team like they were last year. That was a lot of fun. Now, we got Soto, and I'm happy about it. But if they don't win at all, it kind of stinks, you know, using it nicely. The other thing is, baseball, I would argue, is now changed because the Reds, the Royals, I know the Royals made the playoffs, but those teams are only going to go so far. It's now about hedge fund money. You know, and anyway, I miss the old days. I said what I had to say. I'll shut up and I'll listen.
Well, thank you, Jody, for the call and for the kind words. We appreciate it. No, I get what you're saying, and there is an element of fun when you're rooting for an underdog team. I'm tired of it. I welcome the expectations, even with the disappointment. I want to see the team have sustained success for once and have the highest of expectations to go out there and try to win the World Series every year. I'm sure, BT, there was a point in your Yankee fandom where maybe it wasn't as fun. Like, 96 was fun, but then by 99 or, you know, whatever, 2000 different because it was the Mets. But, you know, like 2000.
Exactly. I've admitted that.
Okay, right. So, for me, I want to get there. I'm still chasing it since I was 6 years old. The Mets won a World Series when I was 6 or 7 years old. 1986, a long time ago. So, I know what the caller is saying, and I like being an underdog. I like going into seasons where you exceed the expectations. That is fun. But I don't know what the other side of it feels like, and I just want to know. I'd rather be the Yankees and have the sustained success with all those championships and be like, you know what, all right, I don't maybe enjoy it as much as I used to, being the top guy, but I've lived long, 40 years one way. Let me try it the other way.
The other way is, I won't say it gets old. That sounds ridiculous. Yeah. Winning never gets old, but I'd be less than truthful. I've said this on the show where, you know, you almost expect to win. Oh, well, the Yankees, you know, who are the Yankees playing? I'll find a way. I was pitching. I'll figure it out.
Right.
Oh, somebody's, you know, somebody's hurt. What are they'll make the right move. Oh, this guy's a free agent. Oh, they'll get him. You know, and, you know, the complacency, and maybe some are just better than me, but I mean, I went from just a fervent, basically psychopathic nutball Yankee fan to a point where...
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Got a little fat on the land.
Right.
I did. But I admit it.
And now for Yankee
fans. Well, now the hunger, and the hunger's been back.
See, okay, that's a good thing.
No,
right.
Oh, no. But it, now it maybe came even back. More so. Now, it came back. And now it's probably going to be even more intense because the Mets took Soto, and now he's in the same city, and you're not going to be able to escape it. And they got to the World Series. They got smashed a year ago. So, no, the candles lit again, but it was snuffed out for a little bit. Not that you don't want them to win, but that passion, I think it's only natural for it to dissipate a little bit.
Right, but for the Mets fan, like, that hasn't even... It's going to take years for that to sink in.
That's true.
They've never made the postseason 3 years in a row, ever in their history. Only twice before in consecutive years. They've won a World Series in 40 years. They've won two. So, like, there's a long way to go.
Yep.
The Red Sox would be the analogy, where the Red Sox, you know, the cursed team, whatever, they finally break through, win the World Series after being down 0-3 to the Yankees. They win the World Series. They win more after that. And, all right, maybe there's a level of complacency. It's never going to be the same. What those Red Sox fans experienced prior to 2004 was never the same afterwards. Still doesn't mean they didn't have a lot of fun.
Yeah, but they don't seem as rabid as they used to be. They don't.
No, that's what I'm saying. But it doesn't mean that it still can't be fun.
100%.
And they enjoyed the run, I'm sure. Matt is calling from Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Matty.
Hey, guys. And I want to preface this. I'm a Yankee fan. I have relatives that are Mets fans. I'm happy for them. And I think it's great for the city to have two superstars. With that being said, and Brandon, help me out if I'm wrong.
Go for it.
You keep saying that the Mets stole them. They were in the same strip joint. The Mets threw out more money. We always knew Soto was going to go to the highest bidder. You didn't steal them. You just fell in love with the hook, with the stripper.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, listen, somebody went to the champagne room and somebody sat by the stage. Mm. That's a big difference.
Did the Yankees want them?
But not a steal.
Did the Yankees
and they
want
them? You know what? I'm not going. Not enough to go to the champagne room. We're going to, like, spend our money elsewhere.
No, Yankees wanted him. I think you've got to be a little bit more honest with that. The Yankees wanted him. Listen, I know that it seems ridiculous to even think about this. I'll say a really good chance. There's a chance that this is ultimately going to be for the best for the Yankees. I mean, really. I mean, today's probably not the day to push that agenda forward, but when you look at Judge's, you know, Judge's age and you need to get him back and right, you know, I mean, sometimes contracts go south fast. Look at Mike Trout. Sometimes they don't. I mean, honestly, sometimes they don't. But the Yankees would have been log jammed and would not have done much this offseason if they retained Soto, and which means they would have won the World Series next year.
Hoff, what do you got for us with the contract details?
All right, so John Heyman puts out that Soto contract details, $765, like we know, 15 years, $75 million signing bonus, state tax advantage. He lives in Florida.
Okay.
So there goes that. About $120 million overall pay for 2025, no deferred money. Opt out 5 years, we know that, age 30. City Field suite for family, estimated value $500K plus a year.
He's got that for the entire length of his contract?
He has that, yeah. He's got a suite for his family.
I mean, it must be nice being him, huh? You imagine?
He's got everything he wanted!
Everything.
And now he's going to give Met fans everything that we've wanted.
You hope.
He's got to deliver.
You hope. Well, that's the hope. And now that's the expectation.
Hey, and I'll tell you something else, Juan, while we're on the topic here. No walks in big spots. You don't got Judge behind you in this lineup.
You really want to hand
swing the bat.
You want to hand that baton to Petey?
I'm just getting ahead of it now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, swing the bat. I know. I said it before. He's going to drive me nuts, and he will. I'm sure.
He said it,
but he's got to deliver now. Look, this is the best thing that could have happened to the Mets. Whether it works out results wise or not, who the hell knows? But they had to do this. Symbolically, it was just as important as it is results. On the field-wise, they needed Soto. Great for Steve Cohen. He delivered like a king should, and the Mets are better off for it.
I would like to make a pledge to my fellow Yankee brethren that beginning tomorrow, the real BT will be back on the air, and I will be ready to battle, and I will be ready to fight. There was no way I was going to rain on this Mets parade. The Met fan deserves it. You got to take the L and take it on the chin, and I have. It's a one-day thing.
I'm proud of you. For doing it. And you may not have done it literally, but you did today. Bend the knee and bow down to
I got something for you to bend. Bend knees.
We've only just begun, BT. No, that does
congrats,
it for us.
Man. Honestly, it sucks saying it, but congrats to you. Congrats to the Mets fans. Amazing that you got them.
We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thanks to everybody who listened and everybody who called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove and Hop as well. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.